Greetings, parishioners, and thanks for listening in to this weekend's homily. It's very different being a shepherd when we're all semi-quarantined and, you know, not being able to see people face-to-face. It's a struggle. But while I can't be with you in person, I'm glad that I can at least reach out to you with this audio. This is only the first weekend that we've been without public masses, but know that I already miss seeing all of you at church, and you know, I never imagined celebrating Sunday masses in private, but we'll adapt to the challenges that we face. So I want to give a few thoughts on our present situation in light of today's gospel. Our gospel is about a man who's born blind, and he receives the gift of sight. But more important than his physical sight was his spiritual sight. Over the course of the gospel, he comes to a deeper understanding of who Jesus is. First, he says that the man Jesus healed him. He calls him a man. And then later in the gospel, he says that he is a prophet. And then later on in the gospel, he comes to see through the gift of faith that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is the Son of Man. He is divine. And while he comes to faith in Jesus Christ, that's contrasted with the Pharisees who could see physically, but they were spiritually blind because they did not have the faith to see who Jesus really is. Our faith gives us the ability to see what others cannot see, to see that Jesus Christ is truly God, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. But our faith also shapes the way that we see the events around us, and it gives us the ability to make sense of what might look like chaos to others, and to be able to see God's hand at work. And so it's our faith that gives us hope, and it gives us strength, where without that faith we might despair or give in to fear. And so I want to look at our present situation today with the spread of the coronavirus through the lens of faith and to draw out a few points. First, you know, God can bring good out of the worst of situations. And it's important for us at all times, but especially in a time of trial, to look for God's plan. You know, what is God doing in this situation? Where is he? In the gospel, the disciples asked, you know, who sinned that this man was born blind? And Jesus' answer is that no one sinned. It was that the works of God might be made visible through him. And so when we look at our current situation, what is God doing and trying to reveal to us? One thing I would say, first and foremost, is, you know, this is a time that the faithful are deprived of being able to go to Mass. And I know that that's causing suffering for our parishioners, you know, being separated from him who we love with our hearts. But sometimes it's when something is taken away that we realize just how much it really means to us. How can we live without the Eucharist? What would our lives be like without Jesus Christ? Is there not something missing without the Mass? And are our lives not empty? Is there a hole that's just void when we don't have Jesus Christ? You know, when this virus breaks and we're able to resume the public celebration of Mass, I pray to God that there is a resurgence of faith in the Eucharist and in the Mass, and that the faithful are going to rise up, and there's going to be a new springtime of Eucharistic devotion and love for the heart of Jesus Christ, which is given to us in the Holy Eucharist. Where else do I see God's hand at work? I think a lot of families are spending a lot more time together now. You know, typically, families are going 50 different directions, activities everywhere. A lot of times it's hard for families to connect and spend time together. And now we have parents at home helping their kids with their schoolwork. You know, basically, a lot, our students are getting homeschooled in large part. And sometimes I'm sure that's trying. It's not always easy. That can be a challenge, I'm sure. But how great is it that parents and children are spending more time together? And you know, parents should be the first educators of their children, not the teachers at school. And so it's great that parents are having to step out of their comfort zone, but to step out and to spend some time teaching and educating their children. And ultimately, that's what parents should be doing all the time with the faith. You know, maybe we delegate math or something to the teachers. But every parent should be careful and should be diligent in actively passing the faith on to the next generation. What else do I see during these difficult times? I see parishioners who are calling each other on the phone, writing letters to each other, checking in on each other to make sure people are okay. And that's what our community should be. I want this crisis to bring out the best in people, to show that to show what our church and our nation is really about. You know, we're not about hoarding toilet paper. We're about reaching out to others and caring for each other. And no matter what trials we face, if we pull together, we're going to make it through and we're going to be able to provide for each other. And so it's great to see our community coming together. We have a lot to be thankful for right now. St. Paul tells us, this is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks in all circumstances. And this is no exception to that. You know, for now, you know, in our current situation, most of Ohio is safe. We have safe homes, we have food to eat, we have a wonderful parish community, and we have the Catholic Church. And for those who are suffering from illnesses, those who have loved ones who are suffering, those who have lost jobs or who are facing economic uncertainty, God is going to bring even greater good out of these trials. And so whatever situation we're in, give thanks to God in all circumstances. We all have things to give thanks to God for at this very moment. And so, just to remind everyone that we have nothing to fear. The Catholic Church has weathered far worse crises in history. We, as part of the Catholic Church, we've been through the Spanish influenza. We've been through the Black Plague. We've been through famines. We've been through persecutions. We've been through wars. And we're going to make it through this virus as well. And good is going to come from it. And the greater the suffering and the uncertainty is, the greater the grace and the goodness that's going to come from it. So I encourage all of you to take the opportunities for prayer. You know, pray the rosary daily. Now more than any time, we need the intercession of Our Lady. And truly, those prayers can change the shape of history. So please stay safe, stay healthy, reach out to me or to another parishioner if you need anything, and know that none of us are alone. Be assured of my prayers, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.